Regarding those who argue concerning religion, the Quran says in chapter 42, verses 16 to 23, "As for those who argue concerning Allah, after being answered, their arguments will be annulled before their Lord, and His wrath will fall upon them, and for them there is a terrible punishment. It is Allah who has sent down the book and the truth and the scale. And what will let you know? The hour is near. Those who disbelieve it seek to hasten it, but the believers are in fear of it, knowing it to be the truth. Indeed, those who doubt the hour have strayed far away. Allah is subtle towards His worshippers, and He provides whomsoever He will. He is the strong, the Almighty. Whosoever hopes for the tillage of the everlasting life, we will increase his tillage. And whosoever hopes for the tillage of this world, we give him some of it. But in the everlasting life he shall have no share. Or do they have associates who have made lawful to them in the religion what Allah has not permitted? Had it not been for the decisive word, it would have been decided between them. For the evildoers there is a painful punishment. You shall see the harmdoers in fear of what they have earned, as it is about to fall upon them. But those who believe and do good deeds shall live in meadows of gardens, and from their Lord they will have all that they desire. That is a great bounty. This is the glad tidings that Allah gives to His worshippers who believe and do good works. Say, for this I ask of you no wage, the love of the relatives. We will add good to whosoever gains a good deed. Allah is the forgiving and the thanker."